You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, entering into hour number three here for the day. I'm going to be moving forward, though, into dipper number two in hour number three. Going to talk about weaponization of government. I mean, this is the week when the weaponization of government committee has actually been meeting. We've had the FBI director up there having to provide testimony, sort of. We've got all kinds of stories out there about, you know, the seemingly one-sided or lopsided application of justice. And then what happens when the IRS is allowed to meddle in your affairs and 87,000 new IRS agents? Anyway, all said and done. I thought, you know what? I'm bringing in a dude who is so bold he can go out and hunt alligators with a switch, and that would be Dale Jackson. Dale Jackson from WVNN, also writing for Yellowhammer News. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, although I am not looking forward to hunting alligators because I'm terrified of them and their prehistoric armored killing machines, so I'll pass on that.
That's why I heard you were not on the Grand Council this week, because you were out there trying to get a new pair of alligator boots.
I wish that was the case, but it was not. I had a doctor's appointment, which is always exciting.
That's about as lame a thing as you could have said on this show. Mm-hmm. I had to get my teeth checked.
I was in sick call, sir.
Okay, Roger. Well, all right, well then let me ask you this before we even go on to the topic at hand. What's up with the gator? Is the city going to move it, or are they just going to talk about, you know, hey, watch out when you're walking your dog?
They're going to send you a pamphlet that says living with gators and how to do it. And one of those things is to contact the authorities if you see one being a nuisance. What? But if you contact the authorities and you see one being a nuisance, they give you a pamphlet.
What? Are you making that up? Or are you saying there's
actually
a pamphlet?
I'm dead serious.
There's really a pamphlet?
They give you a pamphlet, and the pamphlet says basically on the front, I have it in front of me right this second, but it says, you know, living with that, how to live with an alligator in Alabama.
I mean, is it a state pamphlet or a city pamphlet?
It's a Alabama Conservation Department pamphlet. The city has done basically nothing at all, except sometimes they're suggesting that maybe the alligator didn't actually get attacked, or the alligator didn't actually attack a dog, and we're all just lying about this. But the pamphlet actually says this: how to live with alligators in Alabama. And if you look at the front of it, it's the scariest damn alligator you've ever seen. they're not trying to soothe you. They're trying to make you afraid.
Oh, my God.
And inside, I posted on Twitter, inside, if you look at it, these things are terrifying. I mean, it's hard not to be scared of an alligator. And I'll tell you a quick little story about Grant. Yesterday, I was talking to the guy involved in this, and he walked in while I was having the conversation. And afterwards, he's like, well, what's up with this alligator? And I told him, I said, you know, that's over here in this. And he's like, can we go see it? And I said, look, you're misunderstanding the story here. This is not something you want to go see. You want to be scared of alligators. And he said, why do I need to be scared of alligators? And he's five. And I'm like, because let me put it this way. You know those zebras that we see at the drive-thru zoo that's now closed, the Harmony Safari Place, which Grant loved to feed the zebras? I don't know if you ever went there. Uh-oh. But the alligator can drag those guys into the water and kill them, because that's how strong they are. And he's like, show me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. So I Google alligator and zebra with him sitting right here. The very first picture is an alligator dragging a zebra into the water and ripping his face down to the skull. And this isn't a video. This is a still photo.
You're a horrible person.
I know. You're a bad dad.
You're
right?
Traumatizing your son.
I don't know. God, and I was just like, man, not a great look there.
So, okay, yeah. All right. Well, now that we understand what your Achilles heel, your kryptonite truly is, alligators.
I'm terrified, man. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. They're prehistoric killing machines.
Let me just go on to the next topic at hand. Weaponization of government. All right, so For real, weaponization of government. You know, in fact, we had Becky Gerritsen on the show before. You may recall when she was
back in the day, she's the expert, right?
She is. I mean, she was with the Wetumpka Tea Party, and they were getting dinged by the IRS under Lois Lerner during the Obama years, and she wound up testifying before Congress. Little bitty old girl from Alabama testifying before Congress about the weaponization of the IRS. But I feel like we're next level right now. I think we're seeing more than perhaps ever before. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear this is happening. And to all the people who seem to be stuck on this idea that this is like some sort of dream by conservatives, it's kind of strange because we went through an entire couple of years where you guys seemed to think that George Bush was targeting everyone who disagreed with him and getting ready to send him to Gitmo. Then we had an eight-year period where nothing could happen at the IRS or anywhere else that could possibly harm anyone. And then we had a four-year period where you were once again afraid of the government putting you in jail and Donald Trump using his power to kill you. And now we're back to the part where that could never happen and nobody would ever do that. I just don't understand where the left comes from on this stuff because they're wholly inconsistent in all of this. And conservative has always been, that's what we've been telling you. You need to worry about the government. That they're too strong. They're too big.
I tell you.
And they're coming at you.
One of the things that really strikes me as, with Obama and Lois Lerner and the IRS and all that, at the very least, it was sneaky. I mean, it was like, okay, we had to bring her in and make her give testimony to sort of prove that this was happening. I mean, we're looking at during the Biden years, he's literally doing things like, we're going to put it in law, and I'm going to sign it, that if you have a transaction of $600 or more, the IRS gets to look at your bank accounts. We got, the Department of Justice going after, moms, speaking to school boards, calling them domestic terrorists, and working with, the teachers union. We've got, back when the vaccine mandates were going on, they were going to use OSHA to shut down your business and fine you $13,000 per violation if you didn't have your people vaccinated, whether they wanted to be or not. I mean, these were official policies or laws for that matter. It feels like they've gotten far more overt and ostentatious and bold. Ostentatious is a very good word, by the way.
Yeah, and they're pretending it's not a thing. They're always pretending it's not a thing. The thing they're doing is just, well, this isn't happening. What are you talking about? Weapon of what? And they just don't understand it when they're doing it. And it's pretty clear they're doing it. And I got to give Barry more credit. He asked the right question. He's like, why do my constituents, is paraphrasing, of course, why do my constituents feel like they're under attack from the federal government? Well, the answer is because they are. But you watch as Christopher Wray said, well, that's just a mischaracterization of the situation. It's like, guys, we're not stupid. I mean, you got to understand, these people have eyes and ears, and they've seen what happened. And even if they're not being targeted directly, the people they vote for are. The people they vote for are absolutely under the gun and being targeted by these people. And I don't understand why we can't admit that and admit that it's wrong. Why can't we say, this has happened and it shouldn't have happened and hopefully it never happens again? Instead, we're just pretending it never happened, which means they kind of want it to happen again and they're willing to do that. And I think that that's pretty clear.
Well, I don't want to pretend that nobody in the Republican side has ever used their position in government to their advantage, because we know it happens. Sure. And we've probably seen it happen, and we can think of people who went to jail because it happened. But the idea of being punitive and lashing out and actually embedding that as a matter of policy, I think that's like some next level bogus crap right there that to me drives down the trust and the value that people should have in there, because government has a role. We're not gonna ever be to the point that we have no governance. That's anarchy. But you want to be able to trust that the people up there have your best interest at hearts. And when you find out that they're gonna attack you for not being, towing the party line, it creates a whole new dynamic.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that these people who are just continuously pretending that this isn't happening are just being totally dishonest. And again, the media is just like, well, what are you guys talking about? Why you guys are such conspiracy theorists? What's wrong with you guys? And it's like, you supported this when it was happening. What are you talking about? And they just cannot be brought to being honest about this at all. And that's even more frustrating.
All right.
In this.
So speaking of being honest, let me shift gears. It's a slight segue, slightly off topic, not quite as far as alligators, but I'm assuming that by now you have seen that the FBI has closed the investigation into the cocaine that was left unsnorted somewhere in the White House. But did you see the second headline that broke about an hour and a half ago?
About they found more other different drugs in the past?
They found marijuana twice last year laying around in the White House, and they chose not to say anything about it. So it begs the question, who is the Biden administration letting into our White House right now?
I don't know. You know, they should have known who it was. They should have known who it was when Hunter Biden was like, "Hey, I know the investigation's over. Can I have it back?" they should have had a clue as to what was going on there. But apparently, no, that wasn't enough of a clue for these folks. Yeah, you ask yourself, like, who are they letting in here and what are they doing? That's a good question. I mean, it really is. But the answer is Hunter Biden. The answer to all these questions is Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
And we know this. This is the part that I find to be kind of most frustrating. And I said this before all this went down, and the FBI came out and said, what drugs? You know what? Or the Secret Service did. If they say they don't know, it's Hunter Biden. Okay, that's it. If they don't throw somebody under the bus, it's Hunter Biden. That's it. There's no other way. And look, whether or not that's true or not, that's how it's going to be played, because that's how it would be played in any other situation. So if you can't tell me that it's not, you know, the cokehead in chief there, then I'm sorry, it's Hunter Biden.
And while we're at it, we're pretty sure that Hunter Biden is the one that left the pipe bomb by the DNC on January 6th. And while we're at it, I'm pretty sure that Hunter Biden is the one who leaked the Supreme Court decision for Dobbs before it ever came out. but I'm serious. I agree with you, though. I mean, when you've got a guy who has a known coke addiction and he's
in recovery, Phil.
I'm sorry. I forgot. He's in recovery. Okay. This whole thing is just so jacked up, because you can't tell me that the most protected house in the world didn't have the ability to tell who walked into what room. I mean, I guarantee you they have video surveillance or audio, or at the very least they have a log of who walked into that part of the White House.
I mean, you got to look at the January 6th stuff. How hard they went at that. Now, that's a completely different scenario. I understand it. I'm not saying it's the same thing. That's not my implication here. But look at how hard they went on that issue and how far they were willing to go. They charged one guy with a crime because they heard his voice on a video saying go into the Capitol. A guy not named Ray Epps, but they said that they heard his voice. So they literally arrested him and tried him on that. And he pled to a different charge. He pled down. And I just think the whole thing is amazing how hard they're willing to go when they actually want to get someone. We all know this. You know this. If you want to get someone in that situation, you can. If you really want to know, you can figure it out. Everybody knows that.
They don't want to know. They don't want to know.
Correct.
Either that
Correct.
Or they know and don't want to tell. One or the other.
Yeah. I think, like I said, if they don't tell us who it is, it is fair game to assume it's Hunter Biden.
All right. I got to leave it there, man. We got to go to a break. Dale Jackson, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, host of the Dale Jackson Show, also writing for Yellowhammer News. We appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. All right, we're taking the break. We're coming right back. I'll jump right on in to more of this. I've got content, y'all. I got resources, and we got plenty of text messages. We'll touch base on some of those, too. Weaponization of government. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys, so one of our newest sponsors is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care. What a great name. If you need walk-in capability for a medical clinic, they've got like five locations all over the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week, extended hours at most of their locations. I mean, folks, you can see them on weekends. Their two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. They see clients from, you know, any age. They get x-rays, immunizations right there on site. All said and done, what I'm telling you is Southern Immediate Care is available for you should you need care 7 days a week. Right. And walk-ins are available, no appointment necessary. Go see them. Now, listen, I'll be honest with you. I use Southern Immediate Care in the Gadsden area. Love those folks. Think the world of them. I also know the guy who owns the entire chain, quality individuals, all of it. So Southern Immediate Care, newest sponsor of the show. Glad to have them on board. They also sponsor the daily monologue that I do, The Right Side Way, when the show kicks off. So check them out. And by the way, if you do, tell them, hey, I heard about this place on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate you telling them. All right, we're going to go into the next section called Weaponization of Government. And I can see I got a caller coming. If I have time, I'll take that. But folks, this is you want to be able to trust your government. You want to know that when you see these folks who are, you know, who are either, you know, in government as elected officials or in government as, you know, workers, bureaucrats, whatever the case may be, then you gotta know that what's happening here is happening in your best interest. You gotta know that what you've got is the ability to trust your government. And what's happening right now is the diminished level of trust that we have in our government has become, I don't know, I think it's reached new levels. I think there should always be a healthy level of skepticism. You should always want to check things twice. You know, never be so gullible that you don't, they wouldn't do that. They're my government. Whew, I got news. They might. But what's happening right now appears to be at a next level. We're looking at things that are happening that are becoming a matter of policy. Not just, well, we did that thing because he used, you know, he put his thumb on the scale. And you hear what happened to Joe? Well, yeah, you know, oh boy, crossed the wrong people. How about this? They passed laws, executive orders, posted regulations, all of which gave them the ability to be punitive, more so than perhaps ever before. That's happening right now in a variety of different capacities. And I'm going to run down a litany of them here in a minute. Real stuff. Things they don't want to talk about. And then I'll also tell you, too, I'm going to cover the fact that the liberal media wants you to believe that this is all smoke and mirrors. It ain't real. Republicans are out there forming committees and looking at stuff. What did we just endure for the last, 4 years of the Trump administration? And even longer when you consider January 6th commission carried on for, 2 years during the Biden administration? I'm just telling you, folks. There are things that are happening right now that should not be happening that have been made into official policy, that have been codified, that have been placed into the regulatory annals of, you know, the national journals that govern how they govern us. And it ain't good. And it needs to stop. And the only way it can stop, by the way, is to change the administration and the legislative body in the next election cycle. That's the only way we're going to get out of this. Because right now they are emboldened to the point that they will do whatever they feel like doing. And we're seeing it happen. So, anyway. All right, listen. We'll take a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. Weaponization of Government's right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers down on some amazing amount of ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean, we send our signal like way on down south of Birmingham, way, way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, I am in number two of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, though, I just got to tell you. So I was over at ZLA Solutions today talking to the folks that run that place, and they've got an amazing – I mean, they are so entrepreneurial. They're doing things left and right to help businesses, and I wish you'd check them out. ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. They can do all kinds of things to help your businesses. They can help you with things like sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing. But their bread and butter, like I always say, remains staffing. They can help you find the people you need. If you need onesies and twosies, you know, special knit skills, hard-to-find kind of people, they can do that. If you need a whole shift of folks to run the factory or help staff the hospital or whatever the case may be, they can do that. All the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, they can do that. I mean, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter is what I always say. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right. I got a bunch of text messages. David from Huntsville. If they don't tell us who the addict is, we assume Kamala. All right. There's that. Tony from Piedmont. Only thing they're not doing is teaching Mandarin Chinese in school. What's he talking about? Oh, he says we're batting 1,000 this week. Oh, he's guessing it's the VP. I see where we're headed here. Yeah, they're guessing it's so now it's Kamala. Okay. What else we got in here? John from Brownsboro. Cocaine may be the only thing keeping Joe Biden on his feet at this point. Dang. Brutal. John from Brownsboro. Brian from Huntsville. Drugs in diplomatic pouches? Who knows, brother? Got an unknown texter there, Boone. We need to find out who this is. It's Grady, but we don't know where Grady's from. He's got a 404 area code. Says, next thing you know, Sparky will be filling in for Phil when he's on vacation. We did have Lee from Huntsville do it one time. Yes, we have. John from Decatur. Dale Jackson. He's taking issue with the fact that Dale is worried about the so Dale Jackson's son, Daddy, my leg hurts. Dale licks his gold tooth, says in his best major pain voice, you want me to make you forget about your leg hurting? Anyway, okay. Where are we at here? Gary from Athens. They can track down 1,000 people in a crowd on January 6th and arrest them, yet they can't find one person that brought cocaine to the White House. How stupid do they think we are? There you go. Speaking of which, let me jump back in. So I pulled this piece off of a website called the Center for Renewing America. Interesting stuff. And they call this a primer on the federal government weaponized against its own citizens. This came out in December of 2021, so it's a year and a half old. December of 2021, it says, in just 11 months, the Biden administration has shown a repeated pattern of hostility towards the U.S. Constitution and the citizenry it served. And then they walk through the examples. And by the way, these are legit, real examples of things they did or tried to do. Number one, the Internal Revenue Service wants access to your bank accounts. It says in order to finance the initial version of their radical $3.5 trillion Build Back Better reconciliation bill, the lawmakers included a provision that would have required financial institutions to report every transaction of $600 or more for individual bank accounts. In other words, if you bought a new flat screen TV with your bank account, they had to report it to the IRS. Why? Because they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to be auditing everything that moves. It says the provision did receive intense backlash. It was revised to cover $10,000 transactions. Wow. Okay. How about this one? Remember this? The Department of Justice thinks concerned parents are domestic terrorists. September of 2021, the National School Boards Association sent a letter to the Department of Justice requesting federal assistance in targeting concerned parents at local school board meetings. And disturbingly, the NSBA letter suggested that parents, many angry over the teaching of critical race theory and mask mandates and prolonged school closures, were potentially guilty of domestic terrorism. And instead of the FBI going, we got bigger fish to fry. Thank you very much. They began to look into it. Huh. How about that? How about this one? The Department of Labor wants to penalize and investigate your workplace. Remember the vaccine mandates? OSHA. OSHA was excited about it, too. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, released its emergency temporary standards in November of 2021 that would have unlawfully and unconstitutionally mandated that every employer with more than 100 employees force its employees to receive the COVID vaccine. If they didn't do it, it would face a $13,653 fine. I don't know where they got the number. Per violation, and up to a $136,530 fine for any willful or repeated noncompliance. Meaning, we've checked your business and we can't find any record of your vaccines for your 10 employees. That's going to be $136,000, please. First time. You tell them to pound sand? Yeah, we're coming back next month, and buddy, that's going to be another $136,000 per person. They're just going to try to run you in the ground. If that's not the weaponization of government, I don't know what is. But that's 2021. Now, we've got the fact, though, that FBI Director Chris Wray just gave testimony over the last couple of days to the House Judiciary Committee, and they went at it. And he was basically obfuscating. There were times when I get it. I mean, you don't want to get up there and badmouth your troops. So I guess I have to, you know, having been in a position where you've got troops, you just don't want to be the guy who went to D.C. and threw them all under the bus. And they wanted him to throw them under the bus. But he also didn't take much accountability for himself. Number one, he was questioned on protecting the Bidens. I mean, here we are looking at friggin' cocaine in the White House. Marijuana, apparently twice in the White House last year. Hunter Biden using the name of Biden to shake down foreign governments. Joe Biden, as vice president, going over to Ukraine and then lo and behold, even saying on video how proud he was he got them to fire Ukraine, got them to fire the attorney general who was investigating the company that his son was on the board of. I mean, this is not us making crap up. This is them telling us. And yet, we can't find really anything. Like, what happened to the $5 million that Ukraine energy company Burisma apparently sent to Biden when he was vice president? Where'd it go? Oh, we're not looking into that, apparently. How about this one? Were there FBI assets at the January 6th Capitol riot? You know there were. And yet, he won't answer that question. Here is Representative Andy Biggs. I think he's actually the chairman of the Freedom Caucus in the House. Asking Director Wray, were there indeed agents or human resources present in the Capitol complex or in the vicinity on January 6th? Wray says it's going to get confusing. Depends on when we deployed. And then Biggs says, you and I both know what we're talking about. And Wray says, again, I'm not sure I can give you that number as I sit here. I'm not sure there were undercover agents. And Biggs said, I find that a remarkable statement, Director. At this point, you don't know if there were undercover FBI agents in the crowd on Capitol, in the Capitol on January 6th? And Wray says, I want to be careful with this. There have been a number of court filings. I want to make sure the story, it's just, were there or were there not? He could easily say there were not. But he has chosen not to say that. Tells you a lot, doesn't it? How about this one? Our own Representative Barry Moore, congressman from Alabama, been on the show several times. I was proud to serve with him in Montgomery. He asked Wray the question, why would the FBI offer Christopher Steele $1 million to verify a dossier about Trump-Russia collusion, and then the same FBI offer $3 million to Twitter to squash the story on the Hunter Biden laptop? Wray did not have a good answer for that. Huh. How about Representative Chip Roy? See, folks, I'm telling you, these all happened. We're not making this up. I'll tell you in a minute here, the liberal media wants it to you believe that it's all made up. But how about when Representative Chip Roy asked Director Wray why the FBI sent 20 armed FBI agents to the house of a single pro-life activist a year after he had been accused of just getting in a scuffle with somebody on the sidewalk outside of an abortion center? And Ray said, well, I won't question the decisions about the way and the manner in which they do the arrests in the field. And he goes, well, do you have a decision? Do you have a recommendation or a sense of it now? And I'm not going to second guess the judgment of our career agents. Look, sir, you got this. How about this one? And I'll make this the last one. Radical traditional Catholics. Remember that one? That's pretty recent. When the FBI came out with a memo that was discovered by a whistleblower, they basically said they were looking at putting agents into churches to find out whether there were radical Catholics. Folks, that's not supposed to be happening. Now, the media wants you to believe that this is bunk. The media wants you to believe this ain't happening. The media wants you to believe that Republicans, according to Glenn Altshuler writing in The Hill just 2 days ago, last week, actually, I'm sorry, that Republicans are just weaponization wannabes, reprising their false claims about the 2020 election, the big lie, and then the rush to prove Democratic weaponization. They say they're going way beyond the pale. Well, never mind the fact that CNN comes out and just basically totes the water, according to Daily Wire, of Director Ray, literally saying things like, you know, there's like an alternate universe out there when they believe these things. We're not making it up. It's documented. It's real. And we just want to know why it happened. And what we want to know is, when we wake up tomorrow, can we trust our government? What we want to know is, can we say unequivocally that our government works for us? Can we please get back to the point that we can believe that the bureaucracy, the deep state, if you will, and those who are elected to oversee actually have our best interests at heart? That's all we want. Can we please enforce the law so that if January 6th, which, by the way, was wrong, if January 6th happens, that we can expect that the BLM riot will have the same level of prosecution? Can we just please expect that if somebody leaves cocaine in the White House, that you'll pursue it the same way you would avidly pursue people whose cell phones were pinging anywhere near January 6th? Because right now what it feels like is, if you're a conservative, you're on the difficult end of a weaponization of government, especially in the Biden era. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll put a lid on that one, catch up on some text messages, see where we are. And folks, I'm just telling you, I believe government has a place. I do. It's got a role. Even Jesus said, render under Caesar that which is Caesar's. He didn't say overthrow Caesar. But what I'm saying is, we also need to know that we can trust who's there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. So, hey, I just happened to glance over at Twitter during the break. By the way, if you ever go on Twitter, you can live stream the show on Twitter, too, by the way. The video and all is out there. You can follow me at Sen, S-E-N, Phil Williams, at Sen, Phil Williams. But I just noticed that our friend Barry Moore, Congressman Barry Moore from South Alabama, is actually posted today that he was on Newsmax today on their show called The American Agenda. But he was on Newsmax today. He just posted it talking about the weaponization of government. Just saying. Apparently, great minds think alike. But yeah, he talked about pro-life parents, Catholic parishioners, concerned parents. He said they've all been targeted by a weaponized FBI, and I joined Newsmax today to talk about why Americans' trust in the FBI is tanking. There is that. Let me see what other text messages we have in here that I didn't get to before. Earlier in the show, we had Boomer and Sparky. I thought Spark did a great job, too, didn't you? I mean, he just did. It was.
Yeah, I loved having him on.
Yeah, good stuff. But JT from Lacey Springs said, with regards to me telling you to say War Eagle, he says, Boomer, say go Bearcats. Nobody says go Bearcats.
Bearcats.
Cincinnati. Mark from Red Bay said, been a Bama fan all my life. I've been a fan of Tommy Tuberville since he coached at Ole Miss. I think he's making a great senator. So all I can say is roll, coach, roll.
Okay. I like it. There we go.
I like what he did. Okay, that's it. Leanne from Huntsville, with regards to Rough Leanne, liking the fact that we were bringing in, sometimes bringing our ruffians in to be on the show, says, hear, hear, Rough Leanne. I completely agree. Glenn from Bluntsville says, sir, you're being very hostile today with this business of trying to make Boomer say War Eagle and then bashing the Air Force. It was all done in love, Glenn. It's all done in love. Doman from Harvest also said, leave the Air Force alone. Oh, God. I'm hitting all the nerves apparently today. Trina from Elkmont, with regards to the cocaine in the White House, they were thinking it was ricin. If security knew it was cocaine, we would have never known about it. Like, oh crap! It wasn't ricin. It was cocaine. Steve from Owens Crossroads said, to quote an acronym from our military grandfathers, snafu. But I hope and pray that all Americans are fed up and start demanding answers. There you go. Jeff from Indiana goes, there's your new segment, Phil, Boomer and the Random Ruffian. That wasn't random. That was hand-selected.
Selected.
What do we got here? Moving on up a little bit. Gator from Russellville. He's talking about the cocaine. He says, maybe it belonged to Corn Pop. Corn Pop's a bad dude. Had a chain.
Me and Corn Pop are close.
Corn Pop. Corn Pop had a chain. Oh, my gosh. Roughly Ann from Huntsville again says, didn't Kamala hang out with Mayor Brown? Mayor was very lenient on drug pushers. I'm sure Cam has a nose in that. Okay, John from Brownsboro came back and said, they wanted Trump's taxes. I want the toxicology report on the White House. The way this story plays out, there was a drop that wasn't picked up. Leave none out. And then he goes on, and Jeremy from Huntsville says, Martin Luther King Boulevard is packed going both directions, south and north, near 565. So those of y'all in the Huntsville area traveling on MLK, it's packed both ways, he says, like stymied, apparently. That just came in the last few minutes. And then lastly, I will say, John from Huntsville says, Phil wins today's show with an A triple plus for putting on an awesome show, and I gave you extra credit for talking about the White House cocaine story. Sparky gets second place trophy with an A double plus, and Boomer comes in third plus with an A minus. It says, sorry, Boomer, all you had to do was say War Eagle, and you could have won.
I could have won if John I said from those Huntsville. Words.
We're back in his good graces. That's good. I don't know that I've ever had a C minus, but the one time.
But that one time?
Just, yeah.
That just one time.
Crushed my soul. It's a good thing I threw that extra mini dipper in there. All right. Hey, listen, tomorrow on the show, I got several guests already lined up. We're going to spend some time talking about school choice. What are they scared of? And by the way, did you know that absenteeism is like almost sanctioned in the state of Alabama? Kind of weird. And how do you possibly say that you've gotten somebody to the next level for education if they're allowed to be gone that many days in a school year? Pure absenteeism. I got a guy coming on to talk about that. But yeah, Alabama, once again, is still ranking low, low, low on the overall scores for education. As we watch other states passing school choice legislation, as we watch other states, you know, rising in the ranks, we got to do something. And doing the same old, that's the definition of insanity. Stay tuned for tomorrow. All right, you folks, have an amazing night. We love you. You're why we do this. We'll see you tomorrow, too. Right Side Rough.